Assemblymember Jay Stanton Gregor wanted the public works and utility restructuring back in front of the assembly after the borough started its second round of advertising for an electrical superintendent.
The concern I had is that the salary range we have set out fits our budget really well, but my concern is that it will not attract a candidate that's viable for us. We could up it to like 150, 160, something like that, and get someone who, you know, fits more the market value of down south, but then I think we're paying disproportionately where a department head would be making more than the borough manager, and it seems a bit silly to me.
The job was advertised with a salary range of $90,000 to $110,000. Stanton Gregor liked the idea of saving money for the electrical department by reorganizing. That plan was proposed by borough manager Steve Giesbrecht last year. Giesbrecht proposed putting Public Works Director Carl Hagerman in a new utility director's job, overseeing the electric utility along with the water and sewer departments. Hagerman's assistant, Chris Cotta, would be promoted to Public Works Director, and he'd oversee the motor pool, garbage, and street work. Cotta's old job, meanwhile, would be eliminated. Since the retirement of the last electrical superintendent, Joe Nelson, last June, Hagerman has been the interim head of the department, with employee Scott Newman overseeing day-to-day operations. Hagerman has also been in charge of capital projects in Power and Light during that time. Assemblymember and Icicle Seafoods electrician Brandy Marole was opposed to the reorganization. She pointed to recent contract work for installing a sectional switch on the electrical system near the Petersburg Fisheries Incorporated seafood plant.
We just spent $60,000 alone on a 1 week of labor because we couldn't do a job that we were going to do in-house. I don't see how this is going to save us any money to have somebody in there that doesn't have the experience and qualifications. I think there's other ways to save money. And again, this is coming out of the enterprise fund, which has plenty of money. This isn't coming out of the general fund, which is hurting.
When he proposed it last year, manager Giesbrecht estimated the reorganization would save the borough over $100,000 a year in salaries and benefits, plus the one-time cost of interviewing out-of-town candidates and relocating someone here. Giesbrecht told the assembly this month he still supports the plan.
Are we going to need outside expertise at times? You bet. But we needed that when the former superintendent was here with an electrical engineering degree. So, we've been paying an outside consultant on a contract basis for many years with an electrical engineer on staff. So I don't think that's the consideration I'm necessarily worried about. I am very worried about, managing that department like we're doing now in the long term.
The manager thought the current interim setup left the electrical department shorthanded. Assembly members weighed in on both sides of the issue. Jeff Mucci and others thought the borough should give the reorganization a try, even if it was only temporary. He didn't think hiring someone from out of town would necessarily turn out well.
We've all been involved in hiring processes for either city managers or this person or that, and they might like Petersburg on a nice sunny day and stuff, and it's the most beautiful place to live in the world. But if your spouse isn't happy or the job just doesn't turn out to be as cool as you thought it was, things go south and then we're out.
But Mayor Mark Jensen, who resigned last year over the reorganization, was still opposed to putting Hagerman in charge of the electrical department.
If it came down to it and Carl Hagerman was their Power Light superintendent, a few linemen leave, for instance, just a hypothetical case here, or if we lost a few people, if something did arise, we'd have to, if we didn't have enough people on staff that knew the problem, how to handle the problem, I'm not so sure without Carl having time in the job, if it happened, that he'd have the expertise to handle it. So I'm not in favor of this.
Jensen and Marole were the only votes against proceeding with the new position of utility director, and it passed 5-2. However, there are still more votes to come. The assembly still has to approve a slate of 5 ordinance changes with 3 readings for each. Those will create the new borough position and delete references to the other jobs in borough code. In related news, the assembly approved spending up to nearly $160,000 for the consulting firm McMillan Jacobs to review the condition of the borough's Blind Slough hydroelectric plant and present alternatives for maintaining or upgrading that electrical power source. Dating back to 1924, the dam and power plant below Crystal Lake are the borough's cheapest source of electricity, but only provide a portion of the power needs for the community. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.